operating Australia's largest complementary SME model, helping the defence sector optimise capability and assets. Gold Group presents the Defence Ready Seminar Series podcasts. The Defence Ready Seminar Series is a joint initiative of Gold Group, Hunter Defence, Aiden, and the Centre for Defence Industry Capability.
Welcome, folks, to the Defence Ready podcast series. In this episode, I'm talking with Brett Barton from Goal and Jackie Daly from The Measured Marketer, and we're talking about Business Development 101. Brett and Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Grant. Nice to be here.
Thanks, Grant.
Well, we'll start by telling us a bit about yourselves. So, ladies first, Jackie, if you'd like to kick things off.
Thank you, Grant. Well, my name's Jackie Daly. I'm an experienced marketer and I've been working with small all the way through to large businesses in Australia and in the UK for the past 18 years. I'm the founder of a company called The Measured Marketer, and I work with a lot of clients in manufacturing, heavy industry, STEM-based businesses as their chief marketing officer. I'm accredited with the Australian Marketing Institute, and I've been judging their national awards programs for the past 5 years, and also really importantly for the region and for this seminar series, I'm on the board of the Hunter Manufacturing Awards and also the Hunter Defence Task Force.
Okay, thank you very much, Jackie, and now over to you, Brett.
Yeah, thanks, Grant. I'm Brett Barton. I'm the CEO of the Goal Group. So my accent is Canadian, and I'm sure that will come through in the podcast and the seminar series. I started off in the Canadian Air Force. I spent 20 years in flight testing. And then in 2004, I had a great opportunity to join an SME who was working in the defense sector in flight testing. And I helped that company grow over 17 years to a really successful subprime. So that was a great opportunity. I learned a lot, and I'm going to bring a lot of that to the Defense Ready series. From there, I recently joined to lead the Goal Group, and the Goal Group is really a complementary SME model business, so quite relevant to Defence Ready, and going to take all that experience that we had in my first 17 years growing a successful SME business and the business that I'm running now to bring, you know, hopefully really good advice to the delegates.
Well, now that we know a little bit more about the two of you, can you please describe the main theme of this workshop bundle and how it's going to be delivered?
The theme of this specific series is business development. Look, it's not an academic course. This is actually practical, and it's really designed by SMEs for SMEs who are trying to move their business forward in the defense sector. You know, most of the businesses attending the Defense Ready seminars are already going to be established to some degree in one of the many Australian sectors. You know, I imagine, you know, they've seen the activity in the defense sector and are wondering, hey, can I get a part of that $270 billion spend over the next decade and beyond? You know, for many, this is really about business diversification strategies and stronger business approaches. So it's not a generic business course. Everything's going to be specifically tuned towards the defense sector. You know, if we teach it, then it's either been successfully used ourselves or we've been advised directly of the benefits from some of our peers. You know, I really wish someone had given our executive team a little bit of this guidance when I started doing this about 17 years ago.
And if I can add into that, some of the things that we'll be covering from a marketing perspective are, you know, really how to define and target those markets in the defence industry space. We'll be talking about developing a strong brand in defence industry and also about how to really raise the awareness with those target markets so that when those opportunities come up and you have the chance to meet with those, you know, high-profile contacts that can help you win those contracts, that that they're aware of who you are in the marketplace.
Interesting. So it looks, from what I've seen on the brief overview of your Business Development 101, that you've got a series of workshops and e-learning modules. Are you able to tell me about the bundle?
Yeah, sure, Grant. At the higher level, there's going to be 7 workshops plus a level of sort of templates and passed along learning that we'll provide to the delegates. Out of the 7 workshops, there's going to be 5 related to business development that I'll be instructing on, and 2 around marketing that Jackie's going to be instructing on. We're going to cover the full theme of business development as it relates to defense. So we're talking about, you know, like, what does a business have that a client like defense might really value? And how do you ascertain whether that's going to be successful or not? And that's quite challenging, especially for new businesses trying to enter this sector. It's a little bit more leveraging off the introduction to defense, which would have been the first webinar series. Understanding who the clients are, what do they value? How do you partner potentially? What are the support groups available to you? How do you use the industry organizations? And then we'll move on to different levels of sales and how do you engage in that sales process in a defense context?
Well, that's quite an interesting bundle, very interesting series of workshops. So how does the whole package fit into the complete Defense Ready series?
Well, Grant, there's several different series that are being offered. So business development is one, but it just fits into a landscape of all of the critical elements that an SME is going to require to become defense ready and really be successful. So that'll blend into areas like collaboration. You know, it's tough to do it on your own, especially as an SME. You don't have the scale advantages to compete necessarily, but you don't have to do it alone. There are lots of other businesses just like you that you could consider combining with at all different levels. You know, sometimes that's even competitive collaboration. Then there'll be seminars in the area of the legal aspects of dealing into defense and those boundaries that are established by the defense contracting elements specifically. That all influences, you know, the strategic choices that you're making if you're looking to diversify. There are expectations if you're going to provide services or product into primes or subprimes and you're going to be part of a supply chain. And a lot of those expectations are related to quality and the standards and the resilience of your business. So the webinar series around ISO standards is going to filter in quite heavily. There are certain barriers to entry, some quite well known, generally around the area of security. And that could be security of your data, of your information, security clearances for your personnel, or even facility security. That's going to be covered as well in the security seminar series. And then there are special constraints around the people that you use within your programs and your ability to move information or product even around the world. And those are controls called export controls that are imposed on businesses. And it's very important, and they're complex, but it's really important that an SME understands export controls and the limitations that might put on when you're making choices around strategy.
So are you able to tell me why is this particular topic so important and who's going to benefit most from the training?
Look, a great defense-ready delegate is an SME with a whole lot of questions, but they're really willing to educate themselves to make better future strategy choices. And, you know, if you're talking about diversification as a strategy, strategy is all about making choices. And for an SME, every choice can carry a fairly heavy impact. You know, not many SMEs have sufficient cash flow to take on a whole lot of diversification strategies at one time. So selecting the appropriate ones, the ones that are going to be most successful, is really quite critical. You know, a vast majority of SMEs have began organically. That's pretty common. You know, they've seen a small opportunity that generally relates to their own personal skill sets and interests, and then they start a small business, and that's terrific. And then the clients that they're dealing with, they start to really like what they're delivering. And so the demand starts to increase. And as that demand increases, they realize, I have to hire on a few people who are like-minded. And then their business begins to grow. You know, before the long, they have a really great small or maybe even a medium-sized business. But it's not long before they begin considering other clients and broader offerings. So an SME reconsidering the business strategy will likely going to fall into a combination of a couple of categories. And one of the categories is a strong SME that's looking to grow. That's a real success story, just, you know, looking to increase their revenues. Maybe we've got a struggling SME, though, that's looking for what they perceive as maybe easier markets. And that could be because the market dynamics have just shifted. So what was once successful, you know, is really not as successful anymore. We might have an SME that just has excess capacity. You know, maybe you've got a terrific manufacturing business and you could just do more and you're wondering, hey, where else could I take this capacity? An SME who feels like all their business eggs are in a single client basket, that's a common one. And when you start to feel like that, your management team often is looking around for a diversification strategy to help spread the risk, the business risk. So that's probably the other category that we're looking at for SME delegates.
So you've gone through an overview. We've got the important information about why you should be attending this package. So you mentioned that there's a series of workshops. Are you able to go into more detail on those workshops? What are the key points and the information you're going to address under each one?
Sure, Grant. I'll cover the five workshops that I'm going to be covering in the series, and then Jackie will follow through with the marketing workshops. So we're going to begin with really getting our head around the value proposition. And as I mentioned earlier, that's probably the first big question that SMEs have, not just SMEs, but all businesses have. You know, they reflect on their own business and they have to draw a line between what they're really good at and what the market needs. And what the market needs often shifts and moves around. And sometimes the market isn't aware that, you know, it needs your innovative or creative ideas. There's tools and approaches that are used by businesses of all size. Sometimes if you're an organic business, you haven't had to go down this pathway before. But if you're considering diversification, before you make those choices and those investments, there's a few things that you can do that have been proven to help. It sounds kind of like things you would get out of a business course, but what I've really done is I've tailored down to the ones that I've used in the past, and I know, you know, my peer managers have used as well. So those are going to cover things like putting together a business canvas, and we'll provide templates and we'll walk you through a couple of defense examples. Feeding into those business canvases, which is really what does your business look like on a page, and that helps you make a choice, it helps you communicate with your entire management team. We'll put together value proposition templates. And those are really about understanding the client and then understanding how you're going to address the client needs. And it's a little bit of a mapping exercise. There's probably some other traditional techniques that people have heard of, like SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And that feeds into something that's quite relevant in defense, which is a PESTEL analysis. And PESTEL might be a little bit new to some groups, but that's political, economical, social, technology, environmental, and legal. And funny enough, those reflect a lot of the areas of webinars within the full Defense Ready series that we're going to be covering off, but that's really quite important. So we'll walk through practical examples. I'm not just going to throw out the templates, but walk you through them so that you're able to do this for your own business. And then we're going to be moving into areas that have a lot more to do with understanding defense clients. You're going to get a little bit of that in the introduction series, which is going to be terrific, but it's a complicated landscape. And it's not that it's difficult, it's that there's a lot of information out there and a lot of acronyms that groups aren't going to be used to. And for most SME businesses, you don't need to know the whole landscape. You need to know who to target. And we're going to help you with that. So we'll give you some direct lines into certain areas. The other areas of potential client access is through primes or through suppliers into primes. So getting a better appreciation for that whole potential client sector. Then we'll talk about, you know, how can you take your businesses external, internationally? How do you use pathways to those international markets through the likes of primes or subprimes? And all that's out there as well. And then for some groups inside the contracting envelope, we'll be talking a little bit about the major service providers and panels and how do you access. Then there's a whole area of how do you build demand and understand demand around your products? And then how do you leverage off the networks and the relationship requirements? And what tools are you going to have at your fingertips and within the broader community to help you achieve those ends? And there's a lot of opportunity to do networking within defense. There's also a lot of ways to spend a lot of money unfruitfully. So what we're going to do is help you navigate through some of that maze of trade shows and conferences and advertisement mechanisms. And that'll be, I think a lot of people are going to find that quite useful. And then there's industry groups like Aiden, who is helping put on this program, and Hunter Defense through the likes of HunterNet. So there's lots of help out there, which are collaborative groups of SMEs working together. And then finally, we'll try to close off with areas around sales and ongoing defense client engagement. You know, there's nothing trickier when you enter a new market than figuring out how you're going to price, What is your cost base? How do you remain profitable? How do you capture and grow initial market shares for creative businesses that might be working in the areas of IP? How do you protect your own IP? How do you grow IP? How long does it take to move a great idea into one of those international markets? So it's understanding that area. So those are the specific seminars that I'm going to be teaching. Jackie?
Thanks very much there, Brett. From a marketing perspective, I would suggest in the same way that all of the delegates that are interested in working with defence are thinking about their quality standards and they're thinking about the legal frameworks and their security systems, we also need to have them thinking about their brand and the channels that they have. How do they present themselves to the market? So, you know, there has to be a match and there has to be a fit between the messages that they're putting out to the public and to these defense companies, and that it has to resonate with their audience and make sure that it's presenting their value proposition really. So we're going to spend a session just really looking at the foundations of setting up the business for marketing success, making sure their logo, their messages that they're using are really resonating with their primary target audience, and also that they're able to be found online. It's very important these days. A lot of businesses aren't operating from high streets. You know, we're not looking in yellow pages to find suppliers and customers anymore. So we need to make sure that we're found in the digital landscape. So after that first session, we're then going to sort of elevate the thinking a little bit more to how do we create really targeted niche marketing activity that is cost effective, that might not be about going to the conference that costs thousands of dollars to attend, and how can we find and create those relationships in an online way, and how can we also measure the success of the activity that we're undertaking to determine whether we're on the right track and that it's working in building our pipeline of prospects and customers.
Certainly quite a comprehensive set of workshops and so on there. And thank you for running us through what to expect from them. The next question is, how will you relate the information that you're presenting to real business examples? People need something concrete, and looking forward to hearing what you're doing in that respect.
That's right, Grant. And that's the difference between an academic course and a course specifically taught by successful businesses. We know what it's going to take some of these businesses to move into this sector. And some of the advice has been collected both from our own experiences, but in addition to that, we've got video series that we've taken with five other businesses that have crossed the domain of the defense landscape. SMEs that have, gone through this process themselves and are in the business of opening up the defense sector and the experiences that they're undergoing right now. So we've got some good video examples and case examples from that business. We have two other businesses that have really moved down the product development landscape, both from an IP perspective and introducing modern manufacturing technology, and how they've done that so successfully, to the point where they're the types of businesses that the primes bring guests from international clients to visit as an example of, a really modern Australian capable manufacturing business. So that's really terrific. We're going to get some of the lessons that they've learned and bring that to the forefront. And then we're actually going to sit down with two different primes and hear right from those groups themselves what's important to them. These groups represent the global supply chains that are open to so many of the SMEs if they make the right choices and if they position themselves properly. So we've got a combination of video interviews and case examples.
And just on top of that, I'm actually going to be doing some live demonstrations as well as to some of the tactics and some of the ways that you can target individuals through digital marketing efforts. So we'll be doing some live demonstrations.
Excellent. Well, it sounds you've definitely got a great package here, lots of good workshops and some concrete examples that people can really apply what they've learned to. But what support will be available if participants want additional information after they've completed these workshops?
Yeah, Grant, like with all the Defence Ready series, this is a lot. You know, there's over 50 different lectures, plus the e-learning, plus the pod. That's a lot of information for any business, and we fully understand that. And this is very new. So businesses are going to need help along the way, and they're going to have to work within the constraints of their own individual businesses. But both Jackie and I are fully available to support the businesses in any of these areas. And, you know, if we can't support them directly, then we're certainly going to be able to call upon our peer networks and get them connected up. You know, that's the whole point of this. It's to actually grow the defense capable SME sector. And I really believe the Defense Ready series is going to be able to do that.
Well, great to hear that people will be getting support afterwards. That's always helpful to be able to consolidate. You've gone back out into the work and you've learned everything, but now you're wanting to consolidate it. And that's when some of the questions come out. So great to hear that there's going to be ongoing support. With that, we're going to wrap up this episode of the Defence Ready podcast series. Jackie and Brett, thank you so much for taking the time to tell everyone about what to expect in the Business Development 101 module.
We look forward to meeting the delegates.
Yeah. Thanks, Grant. Thanks, Jackie.
You have been listening to another Defence Ready seminar episode. For more information on the Defence Ready seminar series, please visit the Goal Group website at www.goalgroup.com.au. This episode has been produced by Southern Skies Media on behalf of Goal Group. The content in this episode cannot be used without permission from Goal Group.
Southern Skies Media.